My name is Allison Hare. I'm a senior political science and economics student. I'm originally from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, and you just received a really kind of a big award, didn't you? Explain what you got.
I was nominated and I received the Top 3 Young Outstanding West Virginian Award from the JCs. And that they choose 3 young West Virginians in the state aged from 18 to 40, and it has to do with community service, community involvement, different things like that.
And you, explain what your community involvement has been. It's kind of unique.
So when I was 14, my mom and I created Allison's Angels Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that raises money to send care packages to families that have children in the neonatal intensive care unit up in Morgantown. And so over the years, we've created about 900 care packages in total, and they include everything from snacks to personal hygiene items and a $25 gas card for each family.
How do you know what to put in the packages?
Well, when I was born, I was in the NICU for 6 days. So that's how we came up with the idea, because I was there, and so my parents had to drive back and forth from between Wheeling and Morgantown, which was tough because they had my older brother at home, who was 4 or 5 at the time. And we knew that a lot of families don't want to leave their children to go eat, or they leave in such a hurry that they forget things like shampoo or toothpaste or their toothbrush. So it just makes the transition a lot easier, so they don't have to worry about those kind of things.
And what kind of reaction have you gotten? I assume maybe you've gotten some reaction from some of the people you've helped.
Yeah, we've had several thank you cards that we've received in the mail, which is always really appreciated. We've actually met a family that received one of our care packages through a family member that worked with them. And so they actually, that was really cool. They came to one of our fundraisers and spoke about the impact that it had on them. We've had some families reach out their children have had similar issues to what I had when I was born. So that was nice to try to give them some type of hope that even though their children are in this situation, they know that they have that personal experience getting something from us who have been in the same situation, and we made it out of that situation.
What was it like receiving this award?
It was really cool. So when we were at the award ceremony, I basically knew what was going to happen. I gave my speech explaining what Allison's Angels was and thanking everyone for the award. And then afterwards, one of the older JC members who has been in the organization a long time actually came up to me and told me that the Children's Hospital in Morgantown was their main project in the 80s and 90s. So the organization that honored me actually is part of the reason I'm alive today. So that was really, really awesome.
What's your message to anybody out there who wants to use an example?
Never thought about that before. I mean, I would just say that if you want to help someone, just find what you're passionate about, and you can easily get involved if you find a way. You don't have to start your own nonprofit organization. We just saw a need that wasn't being fulfilled, and we decided to fill it. But I think the best way to help is to actually help the organizations that already exist, because we would not exist without other people donating to us and coming to our fundraisers.
What have you learned from being involved in this?
From a very practical side, I've learned how difficult it is to actually start a nonprofit organization and plan fundraisers and get everyone to be involved and to want to come out and support us. But I think on a more emotional side, I guess I've learned that no matter what you do, the smallest actions can make a difference, because I never really thought Allison's Angels would be too much of an impact, but then we started getting all this recognition and all these thank you letters. So it's really a bigger impact than anyone thought it would be.